is coming on the 4EP release project as embarked on by Dunn Records, D-U-N Records, that big 4EP from four different Aussie bands is coming out July 3rd. Earlier we talked to Vagina Dry folks, Al, Caleb and Bell, about their self-titled EP. The You Know Juno one is called You Know, and now we have our third band here coming on. It's going by very, very fast. We have Sogs, Ollie, Rue and Noel here to talk about their EP called Freezer Thor, which is landing on this new EP. They'll kill your oppressors before you can thaw ferrets out the freezer. Good morning, how are we doing?
Yo.
My intro really fell on its fucking face.
No, but, it was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
It was okay.
The inspiration for that, as I mentioned before, it came from our last interview where y'all sort of just rattled off all the names of the songs on this new EP. And a really great bit.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
I applaud you for that.
Last night was a movie,
great,
bro.
Great payoff.
Yeah.
Legend has it those songs weren't even written yet.
Really?
No, they weren't.
Oh.
Yeah, and recorded, but...
Oh. How far ahead are y'all? Because you do seem quite forward planning.
Nah. I'm like living in yesterday.
Yeah, we're kind of like, it's kind of a Back to the Future situation.
Mm.
So we're still in like 2023, but we're trying to get to like now.
Mm. 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 So and how does that work?
You just have to think about it.
Yeah.
What if I'm not good at thinking about things?
That's a you problem.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well then just, okay. Well then I'll just get the next group of people on.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. How does it feel to join the third Timers Club on breakfast?
Oh, mate, I think we need a badge or something.
Yeah, mm. like a real big trophy.
A plaque, maybe.
A statue.
Mayhaps. What was that?
Forget about it.
Okay.
Forget about it.
We're having some mic trouble here on the program, which is really awesome when you have like three different interviews with three different people all at once. How was NAMM?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was good. The people are lovely. There's kindness at every corner. There's food at every corner.
Mm.
It's all delicious. Had some banh mi, which is like, I think like a baguette with like Vietnamese food in it.
I'm familiar with banh mi.
Yeah.
It's meat and cheese on a roll.
Yeah. Is someone crinkling something in their pocket or in their hand? Thank you. I can just hear.
So sorry.
Oh my God. You're out the band.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. So hectic. I love it. Last time you were on, you mentioned how the music room at Logan Park needs a Todd Howard shrine. How are we getting with that? Are we progressing very far with that?
Unfortunately, the music department's getting bulldozed.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even remember this. This is like random stuff we just say off the top of our heads. So I'm surprised it's being brought back. It's like so scary.
That's gnarly. Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know,
we just had a little ghost appear in the studio.
Just you don't even notice it until it's gone.
It was actually the ghost of Todd Howard.
I just feel like targeted now.
Mm.
But maybe we start making the shrine ourselves.
Yeah,
you should.
Might need to learn how to like. I think it needs to be in its own room though.
Mm.
So got to learn to like lay bricks, build a whole new like block just for Todd Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
totally agree. Then the new single for this new EP, Freezer Thor, is called Argument. What's the worst argument that you've ever had? Feel free to go as personal as you like.
Well, I've got to think about a good one.
Sorry, I'm thinking. This guy so Mike's creepy. Giving me some trouble today.
What's an argument right now with this loser?
Damn.
Man, okay, we can skip that question.
Wait,
It's probably something from when I was like 7 years old about Minecraft.
I've actually never had an argument with anybody either.
True. I'm pretty sure the direction on one of the microphones is quite infuriating.
I don't think this is my fault.
It's not your fault. I know it works because I can hear it in my headphones. But what are we thawing on this EP? Is it instant veggies, a meat pack, an ice pack?
Well, I mean, if you look at the title, it's your freezer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But what's in the freezer?
Well, whatever you keep in your... Well,
what do you guys keep in the freezer?
Okay, guys. You know, if you're thawing your freezer, which you should do, you know, it's quite good to get that ice out because ice can build up. Mm-hmm. There should be nothing in the freezer because your food will spoil.
In the freezer?
Yeah, well, if you're thawing your freezer and you got food
in there. Oh, if you're thawing, yeah, that's a good point.
I keep my dumplings in my freezer.
Nice.
Cook them up. Nice. Quite nice. Get a bit of chili oil.
Mean.
Good idea. Sesame oil.
We're talking about freezers.
Soy sauce. Soy sauce. Hoisin. Just all the sauces.
It's beautiful. The new track, it's a bit chiller, if you'll pardon the pun, than the material from Kill Your Oppressor. I don't know. It feels more like hi-fi. What's the go there?
Oh, it's because we're boring and old and we got sore backs.
Boring and old?
Yeah. We're just...
You've hit unk status.
Pretty much. We're getting close
grand
to retiring.
Grand unks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Awesome. Yep. So you're just getting older, changing vibes?
Yeah, I think so. We're just starting to actually
we got knee
learn
pain.
How to write music.
You got a mortgage.
Yeah.
You got kids to feed. You know, responsibility.
It's more marketable now.
Mm.
Palatable.
We can make Dunn Records heaps of money now.
George Henderson described the track as a tune as new metal. What is your response?
I hate new metal.
I like some of it.
Korn, you know, Korn have some bangers.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah, if you say so.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Okay. I think new metal was a really important part of the 90s, you know, like
definitely.
It was a convergence of so many different genres and scenes and audiences.
But I wouldn't say we are new metal.
No, yeah.
No, apparently we're new metal.
Oh, wait, that's different. Yeah, true.
There's another track on here called Ferrets, which you alluded to in our last corridor. What's the deal with ferrets? You know, like these beautiful little mustelids?
Well, the pests, dude.
Yeah, but I guess so are humans, I guess.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's more okay to like get rid of ferrets.
No,
than
I know.
Get rid
yeah.
of humans.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Obviously.
I think it just depends on the quantity of ferrets. If it's like two ferrets, oh, cute. Five
no,
billion,
no,
terrifying.
No, that is wrong. We should be a pest-free country. Any amount of ferrets is wrong.
Damn.
In our country, anyway.
We're seeing a difference in philosophy here. Mm. I appreciate that.
But I think there's like different levels, you know?
Mm.
Like, it's like 5 billion Avengers level threat. 2. Let's call up like the Exterminator, you know?
You excited for Avengers Doomsday, which is dropping in November?
What's Avengers
I actually.
No.
I feel like it's gonna flop.
Really?
I don't think it's gonna flop, but I think it's just gonna suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be like great compared to any other like old Marvel movies at all.
And even those are sort of overhyped a bit.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows to plug?
Oh yeah, June 6th down at beautiful Pearl Diver.
Pearl Diver
with Auckland band Crook.
Oh, I like Crook a lot. Yeah. They're awesome. Yeah.
Not an all ages show though.
That new EP they released with like Shoving and Doggy Doggy Dog.
Oh,
epic. So good.
To Die For.
Yeah.
Are you all going there as well to Auckland?
I don't know.
Oh,
maybe. If we can, if
we'll
we
have to
like
see it. What the label has to say about it.
Why do you think you're involved with the 4EP project? You know, I've asked this of Vagina Drain, you know, Juno, what is your response?
It's because Natasha likes us a lot.
That's
not true. Well,
very marketable.
Mm.
Very polite.
Very marketable indeed. Yeah.
We're young.
Mm.
We're fast.
Mm.
Got lots ahead of us.
Predictable.
You know?
Predictable,
yeah,
monetizable, algorithm friendly,
yep,
family friendly,
yeah.
Yeah, we're just waiting on that Mr. Beast collab.
Yeah. Oh, just you wait, it's already coming.
We put 5 million ferrets in a room with Sog.
Yeah,
who would win?
It's already been recorded.
Who would win?
Yeah, no, it's already been done.
It's already been done. So you okay? I guess you guys want to.
And we got our own festivals flavor as well.
Yeah.
Really,
ferret,
ferret fur,
Icon skins as well, and jam track.
Yeah.
I think that might be all the time we have for this chat because we still have one more band to go and then we're going to be having a talk with Natasha Griffiths from DUN Dunn Records. Any final words, thoughts or opinions?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty, well thank you for coming on and I doubt you'll make the fourth timers club in my iteration because I'll be leaving in a month, but it was lovely having you on for 3 different times. Mm. Thank you very much.
We'll find a way back.
You can if you want. Or you just go on the show and whoever takes over. We're going to close out that chat. That was Ollie, Rue and Noel from SOG. We're talking to them about their EP Freezer Thaw, which is landing off of their on the 4EP project, which is getting put out by Dunn Records on July 3rd. We're going to play the track. Oh my God, what was the track called? It was called Argument. There we go. Here's Argument by SOG. After this, we'll have another band chat and then another chat after that. It's a very busy morning here on Breakfast. Here's SOG with Argument. Ka kite.
at r1taco.nz/podcast.